Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Pope Francis is in the city of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, as he concludes a visit to the United States. VOA's Rob Raphael has our report.
Pope Francis rode by motorcade to the downtown Cathedral Basilica of Saints Peter and Paul, where he celebrated Mass for some 1,600 people. In his homily, Francis said the future of the Catholic Church relies heavily on a more active role for lay Catholics, especially women.
Y tú, es significativo que estas palabras del anciano Papa
what about you?
Fueran dirigidas a una mujer laica.
It is significant that those words of the elderly Pope were also addressed to a laywoman. We know that the future of the Church in a rapidly changing society will call, and even now calls, for a much more active engagement on the part of the laity.
The pontiff ended his day with another trip in his Popemobile en route to the evening's major event, the Festival of Families. Robert Raphael, VOA News.
United States sees a major opportunity in diplomatic talks at the United Nations to end the bloodshed in Syria and Yemen and to make progress toward peace. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry gave that optimistic assessment following his talks in New York Saturday with Iran's Foreign Minister Mohammad Javad Zarif. Suspect in the destruction of buildings in Mali's ancient city of Timbuktu, which is a UNESCO World Heritage Site, has been handed over to the International Criminal Court in The Hague. ICC prosecutors said Ahmad Al-Faqi Al-Mahdi was a zealous member of the armed Islamic extremist group Ansar al-Din. Prosecutors said the attacks in 2012 were a direct assault on the population, their history, and religion. This is VOA News.